yes, I get every weekend off. I'm with the government. It's actually one of, the government for me is a good fit because of the work-life balance. I did some work in consulting and contract work, and to me the work-life balance was always very important, and I didn't want to work those 14, 16-hour days chasing the business doing the weekends. That's not to say that I haven't done it in the past when necessary, but no, I typically do get my evenings, my weekends. I did public consultation a couple of years ago. We had evening sessions because that's when you need to go talk to the public. Last summer we were doing some outreach in the Lake Simcoe watershed, and you know, the team broke up some of the weekends, so I did lose a Saturday occasionally, but that's very few and far between on the weekends. I do turn my BlackBerry off at evenings and the weekends, and that is part of the culture that I work in. Not all government departments are like that, but that is the area that I work in, and I do cherish the fact that I have my evenings and weekends, and I don't have to take home work home on a regular basis.
Friend?
The opposite. I've solved my work-life balance challenge by essentially doing things I love. So it's not really work when I come in at early in the morning. It's I'm doing something I love. I'm engaged. I still have fun with my family, and I have a large family. And did I work on the weekend? Yes, I did. Did I love it? Yes, I did. But I was also on a First Nation reserve doing my work and engaging with people that I love to engage with. So.
And is your BlackBerry always on?
My BlackBerry is always on.
I do not have a BlackBerry. But I mostly get weekends off. But it's similar in a large university, I think, as government perhaps, that, you know, most weekends, yes, it's, you're really supposed to work your, you know, 40 hours a week or whatever, but occasionally when a task comes along that's important to get done, if you're one of those going, well, sorry, you know, it's, I mean, fine, you know, you're not going to be disciplined for that or anything, but no one's going to notice the great work that you put in and your commitment to the institution. So I know it seemed like I was finished. So if duty calls, as it were, I've been, you know, happy to be to stay and get it done because I, you know, like Brent as well, I'm just really enjoying my work, so it doesn't feel like a job. You know, if it felt like a job, I'd probably go home.
I not only get the weekends off, I get Fridays off.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah. But I don't get paid for that. But what happened was in stewardship a few years ago, because stewardship we had to fundraise, someone came back from mat leave, I came back from parental leave. We were like, we wanted to keep the three of us on. We all took a pay cut and we all took a day off. And then the three of us were able to stay working, and I have not gone back because I love having Fridays off. So I took a pay cut, and I love it. And I've read a bunch of stuff on, you know, the four-day week or even the two-hour week. There's a book about that. But I think you can be really efficient. I don't go out for lunch. I don't, with a lot of people, like, there's a lot of socializing that goes on, and I probably appear fairly antisocial at work, but it's because I get my job done in 4 days, and I go home, and I have 3 days off with my children, so it's not a break. But it's fun, and I really like it, so... Yeah, and I don't have a BlackBerry either.
I have an iPhone and a BlackBerry, so it's interesting. I mean, the last 3 years I've been working in the Middle East, so our clients' weekends start on Saturday, and so Thursdays, Fridays is their day off. So in consulting, you take advantage of that kind of opportunity, so yeah. It's kind of interesting that my schedule's shifted. When I worked in the city of Toronto, I mean, evening and weekend meetings were sort of given public consultations, dealing with counselors, and that was your job, was at night, basically. Mm-hmm. I felt like a night walker, but, you know, that's sort of the situation you have to deal with. That. But if you love your work and you know that that's where your work happens, it doesn't become work, it becomes opportunities for engagement, and, you know, and taking advantage of every moment that you have to yourself is critical to the work-life balance, to recognize that time to yourself is actually nourishment time too, right? So.